All right, we are going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's M&M's 200, presented by Casey's General Stores here at Iowa Speedway with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We are joined by our race winner, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8, Farm Alarm Services, Inc., Romco Equipment Company, Chevrolet. John Hunter, two in a row here. Tell us how it feels.
It feels really good. This is unbelievable for sure. We knew that we were going to have a good truck this weekend running here last year. We led laps last year, qualified on the pole, just didn't finish it out like we needed to. So we are coming back here looking for some redemption. And we had to work on it all night. The truck wasn't the greatest from the start of the race. The track kept changing a lot. So I had to give feedback to Dad, Jerry, and Lonnie on top of the box so that they could make the best call on what we were going to do adjustment-wise. And there were certain parts of the race where I really didn't know what I needed in order to go faster. I didn't know if I was given the correct feedback. And somehow it all worked out. The last strategy call, taking 4 tires instead of 2, there at the end, we kind of had that strategy. If a caution came out towards the end, we were going to come no matter what and no matter who came, just because tires were such a big factor. And restarting fourth there, pushing Johnny into turn one, I was kind of in the catbird seat. So I can't thank Fire Alarm Services enough for coming back on board, not knowing if we were going to be able to get here from last week. We put a lot of hours in at the shop this week, working until 2 a.m. to get this truck turned around. And we got it here and got it done.
All right, and that sets us up for our race-winning crew chief, Jerry Cannon. Jerry, another 2 weeks in a row with a pretty good call top of the pit box that got you guys to victory lane. Why don't you take us through tonight's?
Well, like you said, we worked a lot of hours to get this thing turned around, and our plan, you know, it kind of just worked out there at the end, because we were talking about the 29 pitting last week, getting 4 tires right there at the end, and while some of them, if we'd had 4 leading the race last week, got 4 then, because tires are so important. And here, the racetrack's changed enough that it's rough, and it was wearing it all 4 tires out from on our car, our truck rather. And so that was the only call to make after running, you know, with only 10 laps to go or whatever. They had those bunch of laps on them, so it was the thing to do, and it just suited our style this week.
And we also have our race-winning truck owner, Joe Nemechek, and also father of our winning driver. 2 in a row here. What does this mean for NEMCO?
This is just a big statement of the values and the work ethic of Jerry Kennan, myself, John Hunter, and our other 5 guys that we have that work on our team full-time. It's just a small crew, I just can't thank them enough. You know, we got back and it was 2 a.m. mornings trying to get this thing turned around to get it out here. And we were fast in practice, struggled a little bit, got better at the end. The start of the race, I thought we were off just a little bit. We just kept adjusting on it, and just small adjustments. And it seemed like the sun from being up to going down today was a pretty big transition. And we chased that right up till the end. And, again, you know, just one thing I have to say, it's pretty cool being a dad. Winning last week on Father's Day, here's your just turned 20 years old, 20-year-old son trying to live his dreams in racing. I've done that my whole life. I'm still doing it and helping him. And it just makes me so proud of everything we've been able to accomplish. And Jerry Kennan is a big, big part of this team. I mean, it's I think between Jerry and myself, we probably put in more hours than anybody else around the shop. And we always talk about and we laugh about the things, if we would have got together 10 or 15 years earlier, there's no telling what we could have done. But 2 old guys taking a young guy, and he's doing a great job.
All right, we'll open up to questions for our winning team. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start up front.
Christian Coley, onpitroad.com. My first question is for you, John. Do you feel like the recent funding woes have kind of made you drive like there's all or nothing on the table, or do you feel like you've got to be conservative every week?
I wouldn't say that I'm driving like there's all or nothing on the table or driving conservative. Kind of from the middle of the year, we knew that we had to find sponsorship, that not all the races were sold. Unfortunately, we had some mishaps throughout the beginning of the season, had some ups and downs. We've had fast trucks every week we've unloaded. Some mistakes have been on my part. We've had mechanical failures. But being able to get a win last week, it did so much for our team confidence-wise, motivation. All the guys are determined. They're dedicated. We're going to keep bringing fast trucks to the racetrack each and every week. And however many hours we have to work, all of our guys are ready to do it just because it makes victory that much sweeter. So it definitely feels good. I guess the last couple of weeks I've been driving a little bit smarter races where I haven't quite been conservative, but I haven't been as aggressive in the early going, just waited until the end, and I think that's paid off huge.
Okay, my second question is for all three of you, I guess. Do you feel like right now, with two wins in a row, do you feel like your team, and on top of the funding woes, do you feel like your team is proving that they can go under pressure, and do you think that gives you a little bit more confidence going into the playoffs?
Well, I definitely think so. Any time you can win in any of the NASCAR series, it's hard to do. So for us, just like you talking about our funding, okay, we still have a lot of races we have to sell, and we're going up some big teams who've been doing this a long time, and to me, I feel like we're the underdogs every week, and we show up with our small crew and we work our tails off. In doing that, it gives me so much pride in this whole team. It's just pride, and it makes us work harder. So I think you're going to see us keep getting stronger and stronger. We've run good on the mile and a halves, and we've run good on the short tracks, and I think we can win in any one of them.
I feel like last year went in Atlanta early in the year and then having good runs, and then towards the end of the year we kind of drooped off in our finishes. We weren't quite finishing top five. I think we peaked too early last year. This year I think that we're peaking at the right time, and we're going to be able to continue this momentum going forward. Our guys are more pumped than ever, and they're ready to do whatever it takes.
Go to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Congratulations, you guys, on the win. Just curious that since you won tonight, does that mean that Fire Alarm Service is going to sign on board for another three more races?
I sure hope so. We'll have to talk and see, but I know I want to wish Miss Connie a happy birthday. I can't thank them enough for coming back on board for the next three races. They've been a huge support, and I can't thank them enough for believing in me. Shannon and Connie, great people. Shannon is very, very competitive. All he wants to do is win. So we finally got him to victory lane. Just too bad he wasn't here.
We tried like heck to get him to fly in, and it's Connie, his wife's birthday, and so they're up in the mountains somewhere watching it on TV. So we talked to him on the phone already. It's a pretty cool deal, but I just can't thank them enough for helping us the next three, and we'll try getting some more races out of them.
Joe, in all seriousness, what is the first race that you guys don't have sponsorship for, and how dire is the situation where you guys could actually run into not running the whole schedule?
Well, we're working really hard. We've got a lot of, friends and people out there that they're working hard trying to find money. And with Fire Alarm stepping up for these next three, it gives us a little more breathing room to get some more stuff put together. And it's amazing what happens, you know, when you win a race, but just trying to get all the stuff done. And I think we're close. I've got a great business manager that's working on stuff. And, I mean, believe me, I'm on the phone all the time talking to people. And it's just interesting how this whole thing works. But it's tough. I mean, as you guys know, you don't put these trucks out on the track for free, and it's just really tough out there. But the fortunate thing is the outlook looks good, so we're doing everything in our power to continue racing. You know, it's tough. Once you get a chase slot, it's hard not to try and continue. So I think we have enough people out there that are going to help us get to where we need to go.
Any additional questions for our winning team?
Joe, how much
Well, it's easy. It's just like my phone's blowing up right now, and Jerry's and John Hunter's phones are blowing up. But, you know, it's mostly people we know, other race teams, other owners. I mean, there's a lot of stuff just saying it's awesome. But all of the sponsors that help us. And tonight we had Barry Bullets here. Who else was here tonight? So some of the guys from TBC who was on the side of our truck last week at Gateway. They had 150 people at Gateway. Some of them came up today. So as far as the phone ringing, it rang quite a bit. We talked to quite a few people. The biggest accomplishment from all that is Fire Alarm stepping up and saying, hey, we're going to help you get through the next three. And that was a big deal. As far as getting somebody signed from the win last week, we haven't got that done yet, but we're working on it.